Blog Talk Radio.
A dozen.
Mission.
There is nothing wrong with your computer. Do not attempt to adjust the sound. We are controlling transmission. For the next hour, sit back and we shall control all that you hear. There is nothing wrong with your computer system. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind and into Terror Chat. This is Terror Chat, thinking outside of the box. There is nothing wrong with your internet connection. There is nothing wrong with your server or audio program. Do not attempt to adjust your computer. High in the Canadian Rockies, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Night Zone with Colin Knight.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and masseurs. Welcome to the Night Zone. My name is Colin Knight. Got lots of great stuff lined up for you tonight. So sit back, kick back, relax. Remember, the phone lines are open for the next 60 minutes. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. And you will be in the Night Zone.
Communication frequencies are now open.
And we all have busy lives, and in such, we can't always be at a computer at a set time and date to listen to our favorite Blog Talk Radio show. So Blog Talk Radio has developed a method where you can listen to your favorite show right from your armchair or your desk. You could even listen archive or live. So how do you do it? Well, it's pretty easy. Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Choose your favorite show. Hopefully it's Terror Chat. Enter the specific station page and sign up for RSS feed or add the various players to your website or blog, or put the player right on your desktop. It's as easy as that. Once you have the player, your favorite show is just a click away. Enjoy.
Warning, this is a restricted area. Warning, this is a restricted area. You are entering the Night Zone.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Night Zone. I am Colin Knight, your host for the next 57 minutes. It's a pleasure to be here on a Sunday evening. Looking around at the news tonight, we see all kinds of action. Of course, the spin doctors were busy on the Sunday morning talk shows, and everybody got their sound bites that they want to have to run for the next week's obituaries in the political news. Breaking news, of course, well, breaking, I don't know, but Guam delegates have now been put into the Obama camp. So that's, I believe that's four, or is it five more delegates? It was not an issue that Hillary seemed to be too concerned with. So I think the fight is on, and the fight will continue. It appears to me that that they are in it for the long haul. I don't see Hillary stepping down anytime soon. And you never know. She may be the one with the answer. Maybe Hillary deserves to be the DNC nominee.
This is Terry.
I'm not too sure whether that should be possible or not. Whether Hillary could actually turn this thing around where Obama would be, at odds with the voting population. Obama does have some hurdles to come over, no doubt about it. But, you know, there are moments in the campaign looking at all of the meetings and all of the sermons that are given out there, political sermons, I get a little concerned because it seems like the line gets really, really muddied when it comes to who is who voting for. I think Bill Clinton thinks that he's going back to the White House.
We are back in the diplomacy business. For now on, our policy will be diplomacy with friend and foe alike. Military force will only be used as a last resort, not a first option. That is the way we should proceed.
Now, that sure sounds like to me that he's the one that's making the policy. Or he's saying good times are back again, Billy Clinton's back in the White House. But remember, this is a president that made a great deal of changes while he was president, good and bad. And, of course, we all remember the bad.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
Go back to work for the American people. These charges are false. That's the Bill Clinton that many people remember. Which blows a lot of the credibility right out of the water. Now, you know, whether he has rehabilitated himself and he's become a good citizen, who knows?
Area code 347, phone number 324-3287. Area code 347-324-3287.
I was really surprised as I listened through the media bites, sound bites that are offered up for our listening pleasures. And I was very, very surprised. I came across a sound bite, and I had to listen to it a few times. And I think this is the very, very first time that a Democrat has actually bowed their head to a Republican.
I learned a lesson from Ronald Reagan. In 1980, when he was elected, our Social Security system was in a mess. The Democrats weren't agreeing, and a lot of the Republicans were nervous. So Speaker Tip O'Neill, another great American politician, the two of them, the two Irishmen, got together and said, let's have a commission. Because the only way we're going to fix this is if everybody said, hey, we got to make some changes.
We have to make some changes. Well, we do have to make some changes, but we've always had to make changes. But Hillary Clinton praising Ronald Reagan, I was almost taken aback. And I had to play that a number of times so it could drill it into my head that she actually said that. And, you know, I love listening to political sound bites because they are things that a politician can never take back. Once they are out there in the public, they're out there in the public, much like the Reverend Wright probably wishes he could rescind most of those videos and sound bites that have torn into the Obama camp. Although watching Wright on his recent little foray into the news media, it seems like he was quite enjoying it. But, you know, the United States are not unique to the kooky mentality, the strange ways of political views. We have a party in Canada called the New Democrat Party, the NDP. Run by a man by the name of Jack Layton. Now, Jack is a down-to-earth, blue-collar type of guy. However, he's NDP.
More and more people, whether it's from the government in Kabul, other political leaders in Afghanistan, leaders in places as diverse as Britain and even the U.S., are now saying that there's going to have to be negotiations. Only the Harper government and his ministers seem to be the ones with their blinders on so tightly that they can't see that you've got to start talks at some point. Otherwise, there's going to just continue to be more and more loss of life in an endless conflict.
All information provided in the Terror Chat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agents. Although TerrorChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerrorChat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements.
We all have busy lives, and in such, we can't always be at a computer at a set time and date to listen to our favorite Blog Talk Radio show. So Blog Talk Radio has developed a method where you can listen to your favorite show right from your armchair or your desk. You could even listen archive or live. So how do you do it? Well, it's pretty easy. Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Choose your favorite show. Hopefully it's Terror Chat. Enter the specific station page and sign up for RSS feed. Or add the various players to your website or blog. Or put the player right on your desktop. It's as easy as that. Once you have the player, your favorite show is just a click away. Enjoy.
And your favorite show is a click away. We have found that in TerraChat that our archives are exceptionally busy. And people do tend to pull down the show after the fact, which is fine. We have no problem with that. We appreciate your archive withdrawals. It's great. As long as the word gets out, as long as we are reaching people that want to hear what we have to say, that's what it's about. But if you do get the urge to call in, by all means, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287 on a live show. This is Sunday evening, May the 4th, and it is 10:11 p.m. Eastern Time, and you are more than welcome to call in anytime you wish within the next hour. Now, we were talking about Hillary praising Ronald Reagan. Well, after I had kind of sequestered that little sound bit, I fell upon another one, and this one also kind of took me back.
But first, let's look at what's the matter with the economy. There are four big problems with the economy. You experience them, most of you, is flat incomes and high costs. Is that fair to say? Okay. How come we got flat incomes and high costs? And what else is looming on the horizon? There are four things that we need to worry about. The first is energy prices have exploded, and most of you experience that in high gasoline prices and high food prices. That's being driven by energy. The second is healthcare costs have doubled in only 7 years, causing coverage to decline. The third is this home mortgage crisis, which may not affect anybody you know, is undermining the foundations of the American economy. You have record home mortgage foreclosures. The government still has no aggressive response to it. And if to tell you, just suppose not a single person in Apex loses their home, okay? None. No one you know. You should be very worried about this because every time anybody in America anywhere suffers a foreclosure, it costs the economy somewhere between $220,000 and $320,000. Now think about it. You know, the value of the house goes down, then the neighbor's houses go down, then their property tax payments go down, the school gets hurt. You know, there's a ricochet effect here. It just goes on and on. So, you know, in a few weeks, you are going to get these little stimulus checks from the government now that you paid your taxes. And you know what you're supposed to do with it, don't you? You're supposed to go right out and blow it. Right? Don't you dare pay your credit card down or save it. You're supposed to go stimulate. Now, we're laughing, but here's the deal. I actually believe that under the circumstances, the President and the Congress did the right thing based on what was then known to send this money out because this thing's slowing down pretty bad.
He agreed with the President again. Now, let me get this right. Hillary Clinton took lessons from Ronald Reagan. And Bill Clinton is touting the economic praises of George W. Bush and the government for the economic stimulus. Will wonders never cease?
You are listening to TerraChat.
This is TerraChat. This is TerraChat.
There is nothing wrong with your internet connection.
There is nothing wrong with your software.
This is TerraChat, thinking outside the box.
From the voice of the Canadian Rockets, this is TerraChat, thinking outside of the box. There is nothing wrong with your internet connection. There is nothing wrong with your server or audio program. Do not attempt to adjust your computer. From high in the Canadian Rockies, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Night Zone with Colin Knight.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and masseurs. Welcome to the Night Zone. My name is Colin Knight. Got lots of great stuff lined up for you tonight. So sit back, kick back, relax. Remember, the phone lines are open for the next 60 minutes. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. And you will be in the Night Zone.
Communication frequencies are now open.
We all have busy lives, and in such, we can't always be at a computer at a set time and date to listen to our favorite Blog Talk Radio show. So Blog Talk Radio has developed a method where you can listen to your favorite show right from your armchair or your desk. You could even listen archive or live. So how do you do it? Well, it's pretty easy. Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Choose your favorite show. Hopefully it's Terror Chat. Enter the specific station page and sign up for RSS feed or add the various players to your website or blog, or put the player right on your desktop. It's as easy as that. Once you have the player, your favorite show is just a click away. Enjoy.
Warning, this is a restricted area. Warning, this is a restricted area. You are entering the Night Zone.
And into the Night Zone. I am Colin Knight. It's good to be here. I'm glad you people can join us. And for those people that will be joining us through the archive system, we're glad that you could tune in and listen to Colin Knight and the Night Zone. We have lots of stuff we'd like to get through, and an hour never seems to be enough time. We do invite your calls, 347-324-3287. And we remind you that you will be requested to give your area code and your area code only as your identifier. And we will take it from there. Looking at the political fray, of course, we'd like to look at the rest of the world. Another aircraft carrier going to show a show of strength into the Middle East region. Quite a bit of concern, the Alex Jones mentalities, believing that George Bush may encroach upon Iran prior to him leaving his presidency. However, the times, they are changing. And I personally do not believe that Bush has any time constraints as to protecting the United States of America or the Western world. So I think if those decisions are made, they will be made with a very heavy heart, but hopefully with a great deal of military intelligence and financial intelligence. Hopefully we have learned our lesson not to go off half-cocked. Maybe this time we can do this one right, if we do it at all. Israel is a great deal of concern because they are they're kicking and screaming. They want to deal with the issue, and probably rightly so, when you have been openly threatened with nuclear obliteration. It gives you a great deal of concern when you know your enemy is in fact coming to that creation very quickly, if they haven't already done so. Syria starting to saber rattle one more time and reminding Russia that they do have a security and peace pact, that if anything happens to Syria, Russia will be obligated under treaty to assist Syria. It's a mess in there, ladies and gentlemen. Over the last 50 years, the Western world has had their slice of the pie cut out of the Middle East. And each intelligence agency and each little dirty little criminal element has now got his fingers in the pie. So what do you do? How do you come through it? And should it be the problem for the United States of America or the Western world? Interesting. As we look at the national political politics of the United States, of course, gas prices have become, seems to be the lead story every news channel that you look for. And we've heard a lot of to's and fro's about the gas price. If you remember, Clinton talked about a gas tax holiday.
And I have advocated for a federal gas tax holiday, paid for by imposing an excess profits tax on the oil companies. Let the oil companies pay the federal gas tax for the next months.
This isn't a real solution. This is a gimmick. And unfortunately, after John McCain made the proposal, I guess Senator Clinton thought it was going to poll well, so she said, me too. I'll do the same thing.
You know, Senator Obama says we shouldn't do it, and it's a gimmick, and Senator McCain says we should do it, but we shouldn't pay for it. I sometimes feel like the Goldilocks of this campaign.
Yeah. John McCain recently said he's going to propose a federal gasoline tax holiday for the summer. This is his solution to the problems of the energy crisis and your gas bills. Now, keep in mind, so the federal gas tax is about 5% of your total gas bill, which means if it lasts for, 3 months, you're going to save about $25, $30, or half a tank of gas. That's his big solution. And he had the gall yesterday to tell me that obviously because I didn't agree with his plan, I must not be sympathetic to poor people. This is what he said. This is at the same time as he is proposing hundreds of billions of dollars of more tax breaks for corporate interests for the wealthiest Americans, and he doesn't explain how it is that we are going to replace the highway trust fund, that's where your gasoline tax goes, to rebuild roads and bridges and put people back to work right here in North Carolina.
Apparently, this highway fund is almost like a be-all to end-all. It's amazing what things the highway fund funds, according to politicians. Now, whether that's the right thing to do in the United States to give a tax break, I'm not sure. Whether it is enough, I'm not sure. In Europe, they're probably sniggering at the silly Americans for panicking at such a low price for gasoline. The European continent was pounded with gas prices a number of years ago, and the prices have never gone down. In fact, if we were to compare their prices of gas compared to ours, we're almost stealing it. So we have to look at the comparable news around the world. In North America, the gas prices is the number one project, is the biggest worry on people's minds. And that news story trickles out of the United States to the rest of the world almost as one of those snigger stories.
Area code 347, phone number 324-3287. Area code 347-324-3287.
But as we look at the political spectrum, Bill, of course, is out there pounding the pavement, trying to get people to understand that Hillary is different in his eyes, and to try and give you a true insight on who she is. But Bill tends to forget that he is no longer the president and that he is a former president. And sometimes he gets a little carried away with his explanations.
If a million families lose their homes and every one of you go blow every penny of those stimulus checks, and you know you won't, but if it, let's assume it's perfectly effective, the negative impact of the home mortgage foreclosures will be 50% greater than the positive impact of the stimulus package. So we all have to care about our neighbors, even if we don't know anybody who's affected by it, because it will all affect us. For the last 7 years, our country's government has had no jobs policy. And instead, we've gone back to trickle-down economics, which is cut taxes for the wealthiest people and increase subsidies for the most well-connected interest groups, and they will shower benefits on the rest of us. It hasn't worked out very well.
Trickle-down economics. Of course, that's the Reagan plan that worked out very well. Unfortunately, it is a plan that probably was not sustainable and has had its shelf life limited. And only in a time of strict financial woe will such a plan work. And even though George W. Bush is throwing stimulus to the economy, it's very, very difficult to get this machine to pick up speed once the brakes have been applied. And again, the brakes have been applied politically. I do not believe that the economy of the United States of America is in half a better shape as people would have you believe it to be. Now, going back to Obama and Clinton regarding the tax breaks and gas, I mean, it is amazing how big this story is.
Now gas prices are skyrocketing and she's ready to act again. Hillary's plan? Use the windfall profits of the oil companies to pay to suspend the gas tax this summer. Barack Obama says no, again. People are hurting. It's time for a president who's ready to take action now.
You know, some nights, when you finally get home and you get your feet up, and you just want to have a real good chat, either about politics or just life in general, sometimes it's not that easy. Come to blogtalkradio.com. Check out the homepage, blogtalkradio.com. It's the place. It's
where real discussions are only a click away. All information provided in the Terror Chat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agents. Although Terror Chat takes all precautions to provide quality information, Terror Chat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements.
This is Terror Chat. Thinking outside of the box. There is nothing wrong with your internet connection. There is nothing wrong with your server or audio program. Do not attempt to adjust your computer. High in the Canadian Rockies, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Night Zone with Colin Knight.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and messieurs. Welcome to the Night Zone. My name is Colin Knight. Got lots of great stuff lined up for you tonight. So sit back, kick back, relax. Remember, the phone lines are open for the next 60 minutes. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. And you?
3287. What a great number. 347-324-3287. If you get the urge, we're discussing, at least I'm blathering, regarding the political race. And, of course, we've been discussing the gas prices and how the candidates are seeing this. And they turned it into a great ploy. I mean, Obama's coming up a pretty rough patch. Having to defend himself left and right from the Reverend Wright mistakes, if you will. Can you call them mistakes? Or were they specified deployments?
This is Terror Chat.
Well, whatever you call it, I think the Reverend Wright has had his 15 minutes of fame. And no doubt we shall be seeing him alongside the likes of Farrakhan or Al Sharpton or possibly Jesse Jackson, if he can make it that far. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, these are the pillars of their communities. But I jest, and I jest in faith. And as we hit the bottom of the hour and bring on yet another system, good evening and welcome. We have a four-member team coming out of Australia. I think that's 22 hours. Good Lord. That's a long way away. They're already there where we are going. In other words, they are ahead of us in a time frame. So, welcome. Glad you could make it and find a chair. So as we look at the political news, but we have to look around the world. I mean, it's all very well to look at the American politics, but there's hundreds and thousands of things happening on a daily basis that never seem to make the mainstream media because they don't bite. The sound bites, they don't get the ratings. You know, Zimbabwe. I mean, for instance, what a mess. You know, the main opposition movement for the democratic change, they're called the MDC. They're considering all options before deciding what to do about the Zimbabwe Election Commissioner's announcement that there will be a presidential election. You know, we've got Rice saying that the Middle East peace deal is attainable. And we've got the Austrian cellar man who held his daughter in the cellar for 24 years, has been declared mentally ill. Kelsey Surprise on that one. You know, we've got Gordon Brown in England with a disastrous miniature elections with around the country. And he'd put it on the chin and said he's to blame for the labor wars, you know. We've got clashes breaking out in a Bolivian province as it votes for autonomy. We have proof that Iraq says it has proof of Iranian meddling. There's a lot going on in the world. And I think too many times we get caught up with the nationalistic policies that we have. And we forget that there's a lot of people that want to hurt us out there. And recently, there's been a concern that Obama is going to be swift-boated. Now, we all know what happened with Kerry and the swift-boaters that served with him that basically put him in his place. Could that happen with Obama? Well, there's a number of areas that Obama is a little sensitive on. In fact, he mentions them.
The other candidates aren't talking about their ideas, they're talking about me. So they're talking about who is he, and do we know his values? And he's not wearing a flag pin right now, and you know, his former pastor said some crazy stuff.
His former pastor said some crazy stuff. I'll say he did. Holy Toledo. But yeah. So, you know, that there'll be a lot of those nomination style of attacks, I'm sure. Not so much from the McCain camp, but from those that are really trying to slow Obama down, really trying to stop him from taking the nomination. Is that the Clinton machine that would be doing that? All those that are in favor of Hillary Clinton and her team? Who knows? We may never know. Is it a foreign power that meddles in the American politics? I'd be very, very surprised if they didn't in one form or another, as they meddle in all of the politics. You know, politics is a very, very strange horse, because even though we look at the international politics of life, we can bring politics down into the very household in which you live. And even further into the internet world in which you play. And there are a number of people on internet chat that would prefer to be the supreme leader, and everybody would bow to that person. That seems to be the nature of the beast with internet chat. There's very few areas on chat in today's world that you can go and have an intelligent discussion. I personally find one of those areas on PalTalk to be the CPR of chat, the Conservative Policy Roundtable. And there is only one Conservative Policy Roundtable. And they are the best at what they do. And they actually allow you to chat. This isn't just throwing some political jargon your way. This is actually allowing you to state your piece, whether you agree with what is happening currently or otherwise, in a respective way, of course, and allowing you to say your piece, and also allowing them to reply.
All information provided in the TerraChat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agents. Although TerraChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerraChat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements.
And as we move into the final 24 minutes, we look at the gas tax. And is the gas tax the idea that McCain and Clinton have come up with? Is it just a sweetener? Are they pandering to the political voters? The truth of the dollars is as Obama says it is. There is not much there. It is not a huge windfall saving for the American taxpayers. And because it isn't such a large hit, if you will, then it won't be taken as serious as other things. So it gets frustrating because I think it's a feel-good idea. It's a way of getting people to feel good a little bit until the government can get in place and actually do something about it. Because it really doesn't matter what these nominees tell you right now. The name of the game to them is to get elected. And the name of the game to get elected, they will do exactly what they have to do and when they have to do it if they want to be president of the United States of America.
Warning, this is a restricted area. Warning, this is a restricted area. You are entering the night zone.
And, you know, I do think that Hillary Clinton might have a point when it comes to debates. I mean, we've looked at the political debates of late, and I don't think there's one person out there that has said, you know, that was a good debate. That was good and clean. We got a lot of information. The debates were so structured towards the networks that very little information came out. So, you know, I think Hillary might be onto something.
So there's a lot to discuss in this debate of our going toward May 6th, and there are a lot of issues I haven't even mentioned, and I invite you to go to my website, hillaryclinton.com, if you want to know my agenda on autism or Alzheimer's or bringing down gas prices or ending the home foreclosure crisis. It's all there. But what I think the people of Indiana deserve is a real one-on-one debate where Senator Obama and I, right here in Indiana, discuss these issues.
This is TerraChat.
Discuss the issues. If only possible, could you get to a debate where you could discuss the issues? Art up in Conservative Policy Roundtable, they get to discuss the issues. And it is unfortunate at times because the debate will be getting rolling and there'll be a number of people inputting their beliefs and their theories. And then you will have the typical old Yahoo disruptor for those of who are ever on internet Yahoo chat. And they come in with the sole purpose of preventing you from continuing with your discussion. And it's sad. And it doesn't take very long for them to be weeded out of the pack and send about their merry way. But in the meantime, it's sad because they actually believe in the things that they say. They actually believe it. But I will say this about internet chat. The one thing that the Democrats and the liberals in Canada have done correctly is that they have tapped the internet in such a way that conservatives could not or have not. If you look at the room list in politics, especially up in the adult politics, you will see that there are a number of conservative or Republican rooms, all with a modicum of action, but none with really strong numbers. And why is that? Because conservatives don't march to one tune. That's what makes their party different. That's what makes me different as a conservative to my parties in Canada, is I do not march to the mold that because I am conservative, I should think this.
This is TerraChat.
I guess it kind of came to light for me bright and clear when Bill Clinton got himself in trouble with Monica Lewinsky. And when he started fighting for his political life, I saw the twists and turns that him and his cabinet and his political party were making in attempt to avoid, dodge, and ward off any possible incrimination until after an election. And the Republicans, of course, they were all over him to the point that he couldn't get away. And then he made that most fateful statement on international TV.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
Area code 347, phone number 324-3287. Area code 347-324-3287.
You are listening to Terra Chat.
This is Terra Chat. You are in the Night Zone with Colin Knight. It's good to have you here. I remind you that if you are pulling this down by archive, of course, the phone lines will not be live. But, you know, if you do get the magic words, you want to call in, you want to say your piece, you want to make a statement that can be broadcast at a later time, by all means, 240-696-6030. 240-696-6030. There's your chance to say your piece anonymously. This is Terra Chat, thinking outside of the box. This is the Night Zone, and my name is Colin Knight.
This is Terra Chat, thinking outside of the box. There is nothing wrong with your internet connection. There is nothing wrong with your server or audio program. Do not attempt to adjust your computer. High in the Canadian Rockies, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Night Zone with Colin Knight.
Good evening, ladies.
You know, I have never challenged other people's patriotism. I haven't challenged Hillary Clinton's or John McCain's, and I will not stand by and allow somebody else to challenge mine. The fact that I'm running for president right now is an indication of how much I love this country, because it has given everything to me. This country has been a great source of good. I have lived overseas and seen the difference between America and what it stands for and what other countries oftentimes stand for and where they fall short. I've said before, my story is not possible in any other country on earth.
And whether it is possible or not would be up for a debate. But, you know, when Obama talks, when he did the talk circuits this morning, and he was talking to Tim Russert, he had some genuinity about him. And you could almost believe most of what he was saying. And then he would, of course, pepper it with those typical phrases that a lawyer would say, and those typical phrases that a politician would say, almost like caveats on his statements, just in case something goes wrong with the economy or something goes right with the economy. And he does have the political savvy to be able to negotiate and minesweep ahead of himself nowadays. At first, it was quite clear that he was having some great deal of difficulty navigating the minefield of politics. I mean, you look at some of the early days of Obama, and, you know, it didn't exactly go the way he wanted it to go. But he is coming through it, and he's becoming more of a seasoned politician than anyone would have thought of originally. I must admit, I do like some of the things he said, but I have not seen or heard any substance. I've heard a lot of complaining about the opponents, but I have seen very little substance from all three candidates And we, over the last couple of shows, we have not focused on Mr. John McCain. But I have seen very little substance from any of the candidates. And until the substance is laid on the table, I think you're going to find that there are people that are going to sit on the fence for as long as is necessary before they have to make a decision. Because there is no hard, firm, concrete information out there on any of these candidates about how they're going to supposedly pull this economy and the world's economy out of the doldrums that it's in.
Warning, this is a restricted area. Warning, this is a restricted area. You are entering the night zone.
So Obama, in the best interest that he can, has had to follow Clinton's lead and McCain's lead regarding the oil crisis issues. And of course, he's had no other alternative but to take a contrary position to McCain and Clinton. And to do that, he's had to conjure up some pretty interesting stuff.
And most importantly, let's invest in alternative fuels, raising fuel efficiency standards on cars, and let's get serious about reducing consumption of oil, which is the only way that over the long term we're going to reduce gas prices. And, you know, I have to say that if Senator Clinton or John McCain had stood up in previous years for increases in fuel efficiency standards, in getting serious about an energy policy that is freeing ourselves from dependence on foreign oil, then we would not be in the same situation in the first place. And I don't want 20 years from now to have a bunch of politicians proposing a suspension of the gas tax holiday when gas is $8 or $10 a gallon because we failed to act now. Now is the time for us to act, and I think the people of Indiana and North Carolina understand that.
It's a pander?
Yes.
It's a pander. And I can see Obama's point. However, I think the naivety of his statement shows his vulnerability in experience. Petroleum products from oil is a minor portion of a gallon of oil. The byproducts from oil permeate our lifestyle. I dare say that you probably, within the room that you are in right now, probably have 30 or 40 items that are made from petroleum products in one form or another. And to remove them from the market, you need to be able to replace them with something. And that is the issue. There is not a product out on the market that would replace plastic for Pyrex. There is not a product out on the market that would replace your computer, your housing, your shelving units, your telephones, your keyboards, right down to the coffee whitening that you use in your morning coffee at work. The byproducts of oil are so intrinsic to our lifestyle, and we have become so used to it that we forget petroleum is not our biggest threat. We need to reduce consumption of oil, not necessarily consumption of motor fuel petroleum.
All information provided in the TerraChat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agents. Although TerraChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerraChat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements.
And the liability program is out there simply to give you the opportunity to state your piece. We have no affiliation to any political party. The TerraChat program is orchestrated out of Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And we have a direct correlation to the political maneuverings of the United States of America. As an Albertan conservative who's sitting on mega amounts of oil, it is time that Cascadia and there may be a good word for somebody to look up if you don't know it. Cascadia, look about taking care of its cousins south of the 49th parallel. And it's not such a far-fledged idea. There has been talk of it in the subcultures of Alberta, that it may be time that Alberta stand on its own. Of course, that would create a constitutional crisis in Canada, with the Quebec raising that fight for the last, what, 30 years, 35 years, ever since de Gaulle came to Canada and said, Vive la Quebec. That was the breaking point for Quebec, or the start. But, you know, the political fray out there is strange and crazy. And sometimes we can get caught up in it. And when you get caught up in a political fray, it's like you have blinkers on. And you see it in the internet chat all of the time. You will see some text monkey jump into a chat room, or some person jump straight to the microphone, and they have a statement to make, and they have no consideration or understanding of what the discussion was in the room, because they didn't take the time to sit back and listen. So they jump to the microphone and they blurt out their soundbite mentality statement that they had heard somewhere else, and they sit back and wait for the room to fall apart. Now, in past rooms, in other rooms, it does. And once that speaker has pushed the magic button, they can sit back and giggle and snigger for at least 30 to 40 minutes, watching this room trying to recompose itself from such a statement. But there are those rooms that have transcended that. The CPR chat, Conservative Policy Roundtable, is one of those rooms. They see right through these callers. They see right through these chatters. And they navigate the waters very, very well. And the conversation there is on a consistent basis. And the quality is consistently excellent. And I hate using the word consistently, but consistently it is.
This is TerraChat.
You know, some nights, when you finally get home and you get your feet up, and you just want to have a real good chat, either about politics or just life in general, sometimes it's not that easy. Come to blogtalkradio.com. Check out the homepage, blogtalkradio.com. It's the place. It's
where real discussions are only a click away.
The talk shows today, this morning, were a great deal of interest. My remote control got a humongous amount of work out, along with my various taping machines, so I could watch this at a later date. Picking up the sound bites and snaps and snarls of these people for the day, I have to give Tim Russert a great deal of credit. This man is beyond a professional. He knows when to hold them, and he knows when to fold them. And he knows when to walk away, and he knows when to run. And when he smells blood and he asks a poignant question, sometimes you have no choice but to answer him. Obama was on that seat this morning.
I am outraged by the comments that were made and saddened over the spectacle that we saw yesterday. His comments were not only divisive and destructive, but I believe that they end up giving comfort to those who prey on hate. They offend me. They rightly offend all Americans, and they should be denounced. And that's what I'm doing very clearly and unequivocally here today.
And Tim Russert came back at Obama and said, well, that's all very well, but you are still part of the church, and you still follow the same philosophy, and on and on and on. And Obama was getting pushed into a corner for his religious views. And there was a few moments in his discussion that that tweaked some reality. It rang some bells, some memories, if you will. And I invite you to look around for the NBC program with Tim Russert. It is excellent. Meet the Press. It is excellent. It really is. And especially this week, because Obama was 1 hour. So he really got into a number of issues. Obviously, more issues than we can deal with here in a one-hour show. But my idea for you tonight is to bring this show to you, to give you those soundbite ideas, those thoughts, those ideas of where people are heading and what they're into, so that when you go about your business and you can pick up your information, you can put those pieces of information together. And then you can say, you know, that Colin Knight guy, he was right. Or, you know what, that Colin Knight guy, he was so full of it, his eyes were brown. They're green, by the way, but just in case anyone thought that they might be brown. But as we head into the final parts of the evening, 3 minutes left on the clock or so, I just want to re-energize my friends out there that are listening via archive. We do realize that you cannot all get here live. You do have obligations elsewhere. There are a number of other on-air rooms running currently as we are live tonight. And I do fully understand and I'm cognizant of that. And I do accept and do agree and do understand and do thank you for coming to the archive of blogtalkradio.com and pulling down the Terror Chat show and joining me and listening to my rantings and ravings of the political life as I see it. And I look forward to one of these days you stepping up to the guest call-in number, which of course 347-324-3287. If you actually get the nerve, I am trying to get together a special call-in chat show with admins and moderators of the PalTalk chat system. Although that's proving to be very, very difficult because of egos, but we're getting there. We're nudging slightly in the right direction. And as empires crumble and fall apart, it becomes more and more easier to talk to the masses on a one-on-one and honestly logical, gentle understanding.
If it doesn't.
There is nothing wrong with your computer. Do not attempt to adjust the sound. We are controlling transmission. For the next hour, sit back and we shall control all that you hear. There is nothing wrong with your computer system. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind and into Terror Chat.
This is Terror Chat.
Your connection has been established.
Communication frequencies are now open.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
Thank you. And as we move into the final minute, ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for picking us up on archives and making you one of your favorite shows. Your numbers are definitely reflective as to our prime time availability that we have for our shows. It is greatly appreciated. And you all take care of yourselves till the next time. We're back Wednesday. We'll have another primetime live show. Might even have a special guest or two for you. You never know. Are you ready for that? Do you think you're ready for that? Can you handle it? Can you? Do you think so? Is it possible? Let's hope so. God bless.
You are listening to Terror Chat.
Thank you.